I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Also, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. And as a special note, definitely check out Friday's episode. It's not going to be Cavalcade of America, so check that out. It's a new show we're going to start, and that starts Friday. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's August 10th, 1954, and the title is British Come to Brimstone. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The British Come to Brimstone. The news spread quickly through the town of Brimstone that an English girl, the Honorable Pamela Havisham, and her companion Nora were coming to take possession of the ranch Pamela had inherited but had never seen. Everyone was excited about this, except Rex Parker, the manager of the ranch, who knew he could no longer swindle Pamela when she arrived. But Rex has no intention of giving up his lucrative thievery. Now he is talking with the ranch foreman, Hunk Sweeney, as the last of a herd of rustled cattle is being driven off.
Well, that does it, boys. Well, Hunk, this cleans out the bunch of cattle we want from this section.
Yeah, what about the bunch in the north section, Rex? You want me to take them up to Las Mesa, too?
Yeah, you might as well. It was a lucky day for us when we found that passageway under the waterfall leading up to Las Mesa.
Yeah. You think anybody else knows about it, Rex?
Nobody'd ever suspect the river falls over an opening in the rocks big enough for us to drive cattle through.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Las Mesa sure makes a natural hiding place for cattle.
Yeah, outside of the waterfall passage, there's no way to get up there except over the divide.
Yeah, that's a 10-day ride from here. Yeah, it sure was a lucky day. Say, what'd you tell me about getting a letter from that Havisham girl in England?
She's not in England anymore. She'll be here tomorrow.
What's the matter? Don't she trust you anymore?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't.
Maybe you shouldn't have killed that agent she sent here.
That agent was getting too nosy. He'd already uncovered the truth about the books I was keeping.
How are you going to keep that girl from finding out about them books?
By seeing to it that she never even gets to the ranch.
What do you mean?
You and some of the boys meet the stagecoach that Pamela and her companion Nora are coming in on before they get to town. Pretend it's a holdup.
Yeah? Then what?
You see that they never get out of that stage alive, and I'll forge the bill of sale. I work this ranch, and it's mine. And nobody's going to take it from me.
Pancho, not want to go to the town of Brimstone, Cisco?
Why not, Pancho?
Our old friend, Sheriff Abner Everly, really needs help from the tone of his letter.
And the last time we go to Brimstone was dark trouble.
Well, Pancho, would you turn down Sheriff Abner just because it means trouble?
Si, Cisco. We turn around and ride the other way.
No, Pancho, we were not.
Look, Cisco, the stagecoach to Brimstone come.
They must be in a hurry. Those horses are at a high gallop.
What is this, amigo?
What is this, amigo? What kind of señoritas in the coach, Cisco? They got on funny clothes.
They were certainly dressed up for this part of the country, Pancho. They look like tenderfeet.
Ah, Cisco, no, they got tenderfoot.
Tenderfeet means they were new to the West, Chico.
That's a good word, tenderfoot. Why do tenderfoots not answer when Cisco and Pancho say, Buenos dias?
Perhaps it's not the custom where they come from to greet travelers on the road.
Pancho, I can see the coach no more, Cisco.
Took the left fork of the road and went around the hill.
Someone shooting guns, Cisco. Come from the direction of the stagecoach.
Si. Whoever fired those shots must have been waiting on the other side of the hill. Come on, Pancho. Up your rope.
Good, I'm going out, Bobo.
I hope no one on that stage has been hurt.
Well, who wanted to hurt those candy foot?
I do not know, Pancho. You'll soon find out. Right up to the top of the hill. Come on, Diablo.
Go, Lobo, climb the hill. Go now.
Yep, da. Almost to the crest of the hill. Yeah. Santos, the stage is being held up by banderos.
See, si, they're the ones who shoot the gun. Look, Cisco. One hombre goes to shoot in the course of the tenderfoot.
Fire over his head, Pancho. We'll take attention away from the stage. Come, Diablo.
Go, 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 go. Bueno, Cisco, bandidos turn around.
I think those coyotes have wounded the driver.
Si, Cisco, the driver slumped over.
Shooting frightened the horses, Pancho.
The horse and the stagecoach run away, Cisco.
Santos, we'll try to stop them. Faster, the Alba.
Yes, try to stop them faster, Lobo, faster.
We are gaining on them, Pancho. Those horses are tired.
Diablo and Lobo are not tired. Careful, Cisco.
Hey, we'll be careful, amigo. We have to jump on the near lead horse. The reins are dragging. Up, Diablo, ha, up, ya.
Now, Cisco. Bueno, push up.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Easy now, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Senor Travis, you hurt?
I ain't hurt bad, boys. One of them hombres slugged me with a gun barrel. Was stunned for a minute, but I can handle the reins.
How about your passengers and your driver? Is anyone hurt?
If this is your native idea of humor, you can very well think it.
Oh, Miss Pamela. Miss Pamela.
What kind of language are senorita talk, Cisco?
English, Pancho. Senorita is probably from England.
And it very definitely is unnecessary for one of you cow persons to play these juvenile games.
Senorita, the horses were running away. You might have been hurt.
Nonsense and poppycock. I've been told about how you cow persons like to frighten visitors.
But, senorita, I had no intention of frightening you.
Listen to him, Harper Moe. He talks pretty.
Hold your tongue, Nora. These two ruffians and the others undoubtedly staged this act for all newcomers to Brimstone.
No use trying to argue with a stranger. She's been talking that way ever since we left Riodosa.
That's quite enough, driver. I don't believe any of those ridiculous stories about cattle bandits.
Nothing either. You tell Pancho what she say in plain talk.
Ah, now, Miss Pamela, the little blight is a jolly one, ain't he? I'd be pleased to tell you a word.
Be silent, Nora, and have no further conversation with these cow persons. Driver? On to Brimstone.
Like I said, tain't no use arguing with a stranger. Much obliged for catching the horses.
It's foolish to try to reason with such a stubborn senorita.
Si, foolish to reason.
Well, I never.
Get up, you. I know you're foolish. Get up.
You, Mr. Pancho. You're going to say
your name. What's that toodle-oodle, Cisco?
It means adios, Pancho.
Toodle-oodle, senorita. Adios. Toodle-oodle from Pancho.
Never have I met such a bad-tempered senorita.
And if that senorita may get a bad temper, that one talk nice to Pancho.
Well, I hope we do not meet them again. Let us see if we can pick up the trail of those banditos that stopped the stage. Up there, come on.
Go, Lobo. Toodle-oodle, Lobo. Toodle-oodle now.
Well, Hunk, did you get the English girl and her companion?
Yeah, no, Rex. We stopped the stage, but the Cisco kid and his partner showed up out of nowhere.
Cisco? What's he doing around here?
I don't know, unless the sheriff sent for him again.
That crotchety old fool probably did. Were you recognized?
No, I don't think so. We all wore masks.
Well, that's something. Did Cisco trail you?
If he did, he won't trail far. We rode along the riverbed under the falls.
You used your head about that. I'll have to go into town and pick up those two women.
Hey, Slim. Hit your team with a buckboard. Rex is going to town.
Right away, huh?
And this time there won't be any blunder. I'll tend to it myself.
What are you going to do, Rex?
You'll know what I'm going to do when I get back.
You going to bring them two women back to the ranch?
They may start back for the ranch, but they'll never get here alive.
This is the town of Brimstone, ma'am.
You may leave us at the inn, driver. My ranch manager will meet us.
I'll take you to the hotel, ma'am, after I report to the sheriff that the stage was stuffed.
Maybe they were genuine eyewitnesses, Miss Pamela. Nonsense. I'll report those ruffians to the constable.
You can tell it to the sheriff, ma'am. Here's his office now. Warn him! Warn him! Warn him!
Here
they are, Slim, royalty from England. Welcome to
Brimstone, your highness. Slim, it's true, boys. Slim, it's true. Sheriff of Brimstone, it is my duty to greet them officially.
Are you the constable of this village?
If you mean, am I the sheriff, you are correct. Here's my badge. Oh, where is that constable badge? I pinned on my vest yesterday, or was the day before?
Well, are you not the constable, or are you?
Oh, I'm the sheriff, all right. Somebody tell our fellow who I am.
That's Sheriff Abney. He's the sheriff, all right.
That's me. I'm sheriff, all right. Welcome to Brimstone, ladies. Glad to have you here, Miss Havisham.
Some of the townsfolk have a poor way of showing it.
What do you mean? We ain't done nothing but said howdy.
Several cow persons with masks on their faces stopped the coach and waved their firearms at us.
She's telling it fancy, Sheriff, but it's the truth. One of them slapped me on the skull with a gun barrel.
By thunder, I'll have to see to that. Wish Cisco and Pancho get here.
Kindly do not interrupt, Constable. Two other chaps made the horses of this coach run away and then pretended to save our lives. All very heroic indeed.
Were they wearing masks too, Miss Havisham?
Oh, no. Oh, we could see them. The tall one was Anthony Watt. And the little one, oh, he was happy glow.
Be silent, Nora. Well, Constable? I want them arrested.
No, ma'am, I ain't a constable. I am the sheriff. Yep, I'll get on their trail. I'll arrest somebody. But do not call me constable.
Look, constable. There are the ones of whom I spoke riding this way.
Well, can't see them. Forgot my glasses. But I'll arrest them for you. Hey, you fool!
Now, Miss Pamela, that's a shame. I'm sure they didn't mean no harm. Not them, too.
Right over here, you fool. You're under arrest. In the name of the law. Even though I ain't wearing my badge.
Did you send for us to arrest us, Sheriff Abner?
Oh, yeah, ho.
Oh, look, ho. Why did Kenny put that
on? I'm arresting you for... What? Pancho and Cisco. When'd you get into town?
Oh, that's right, Sheriff. Just got here.
What is this, Sheriff Abner?
What is this, and Pancho?
Climb down off your horses, boys. Gonna deputize you, Pancho. We've got lots of troubles.
Sheriff Abner got troubles. The senor here, they got troubles. Only Loco and I've got troubles.
We do have troubles, senor sheriff. We followed those bandidos that stopped the stagecoach.
But Cisco and Pancho not killed the bandidos, Sheriff Abner.
You mean those chaps were really serious when they pointed the firearms at us?
Serious as a Sunday sermon. Out here, people don't point a gun unless they mean to rob you or kill you.
Oh, now, we could have been shot if it hadn't been for that brave Mr. Pancho.
Oh, gracias, senor, you tootle-ootle. Cisco helped, too.
We lost the trail of those banderos in the riverbed near the waterfall. There were no horse tracks leading out.
I know, Cisco. I've trailed stolen cattle from Miss Havisham's ranch to the same place. I could find tracks going into the riverbed, never could find any leading out. They disappear in thin air.
There must be something we overlooked. Let us ride out there and see if we can pick up a trail.
No, by gum, we'll have some action around here. Let's go, Cisco!
This drive to the ranch is quite interesting, Mr. Parker.
It's a pleasure, Miss Havisham. I thought you might like to look around your property before we get to the ranch. This river is the borderline on the north side.
Darling, it's a swift-flowing brook, ain't it?
Whoa, 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 now.
Why are we stopping, Mr. Parker?
Because this is the end of the ride, ladies.
What do you mean? There's no ranch house in sight.
You two are never going to see that ranch house.
Oh, he's got
the gun, Miss Pamela. He's going to murder us.
You never spoke a truer word. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
And if Rex Parker pulls the trigger of the gun, the lives of Pamela and Nora will be snuffed out like a candle. In just a moment, we'll return to A Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The British Come to Brimstone. After a misunderstanding while rescuing two English girls in a runaway stagecoach, Cisco, Pancho, and Sheriff Abner Everly of Brimstone set out to trail the bandits who had stopped the stage. Meanwhile, Rex Parker, manager of a ranch belonging to one of the English girls, Pamela Havisham, is driving the two girls to the ranch. Suddenly, he stops the buckboard, draws his gun from its holster, and is about to kill the two girls when...
Oh, my hand!
The gun flew out of his hand as though someone had shot it.
Someone did. That answered Mr. Cisco Kid. Here he comes now with Mr. Pancho and the constable.
When I get that gun again...
Look! Look, he's jumped off the wagon. He's getting the gun.
No, he's not. Cisco shot the gun out of his reach.
It served him right. The dirty blighter. He's running towards the river. Oh, a gunshot frightened the horses. Get bolted.
Pancho, you and the sheriff try to catch that bandido. I will try to stop those runaways. Up your hands.
Cisco, run of a
gun. Oh, why did I ever leave England? This day will be the death of me yet.
Hold tightly, senoritas. Diablo will catch your team.
We will, Cisco. We will. I'll save us, Mr. Cisco. Save us.
You'll be all right. Up, Joe. Up, Joe.
Thank heaven. He's jumped onto the wagon. And he's got hold of the reins.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, there. Ho, ho, ho.
Now, senorita, you still believe this was all arranged for your benefit?
No, Cisco. I realize I've been wrong. I apologize. Oh.
This is twice in one day you've saved our lives, Mr. Cisco.
Glad I could help you, senorita.
I can't understand why Mr. Parker tried to shoot us.
We'll go back and see if Pancho and the sheriff have caught that Parker hombre. Then we will find out.
Hey, huh? Here comes Rex. Wonder what happened to the buckboard.
Yeah, he's riding one of them spare horses we keep up at Lost Mesa for emergencies.
Whoa, whoa there, whoa.
What's happened, Rex?
Oh, that blasted Cisco Kid. He shot the gun out of my hand as I was about to kill the Haversham girl and her friend.
How'd you get away?
I ducked into the bushes along the river, went through the waterfall, and came out on Lost Mesa.
We spotted that horse as one of the critters we keep up there.
Slim, I want you to take the boys up to Lost Mesa and round up all the cattle and horses. Make ready for a drive.
Sure, Rex. We're going to take them over the divide?
That's right. As soon as Hunk and me attend to some business, we'll meet you. Get going, Slim.
I'm on my way, Rex.
What else happened with Cisco, Rex?
What's going to happen to him is more important.
What is going to happen?
If I know Cisco, he is partner, and that sheriff will be here before long.
We gonna dry gulch him, Rex?
Cisco's too smart to walk into a trap here on the ranch. We'll let him outsmart himself.
How?
When they ride up, we'll throw a couple of gunshots over their heads and then ride away.
But they'll follow us if we go...
That's what I want them to do. I want them to see us ride through the waterfall up to Lost Mesa.
But we'll be showing them the secret passage.
That's right. And when they come through that waterfall, we'll be waiting for them with a gunload of bullets.
It's a good plan, Rex, except for one thing.
What's that?
What about the two women?
I'll be able to take care of them once the sheriff and Cisco are out of the way. Like I told you before, nobody's going to take this ranch from me.
Pancho,
Pancho that like to drive the buckboard, Cisco. Pancho that ride loco.
Ain't much further to the ranch house, Pancho.
You'll be there soon, senorita.
I'll be glad to get there, Cisco.
Oh, I could ride along like this all day, Mr. Pancho. Tally ho!
Better for Pancho to coodle-oodle.
This dead gum business got me buffaloed, Cisco. We chased Rex Parker right into the river, then he ups into safety.
I know, Sheriff Abner. It was the same this morning when we chased those bandidos that stopped the stage. There's a passageway around there we do not know about.
Well, once we leave the women folk at a safe place, I'm going back there to look around.
See, Sheriff Abner. Pancho and I will go with you.
There's the ranch house. Looks like no one's around.
Careful, Sheriff. This may be a trap. Keep your gun handy, Pancho.
Oh, all this shooting and the racing and the chasing. I'll never die a natural death.
Not you worry, senorita. Tally Toodle. And Pancho see that you die a natural death.
Oh, yeah.
Suffering champions. It's Rex Parker and Hunk Sweeney who led at us.
Yeah, but now they turn and run away.
Next up, in the name of the law, you're under arrest. Hold her, I'll shoot. I can get this
damn
gun out of his
holster. Pancho, you stay here with the senoritas. The sheriff and I will try to catch those coyotes. Up, Diablo,
get up,
Diablo!
Get up, Cisco!
No, wait for Pancho!
Glad the senoritas, Pancho! Faster, Diablo!
Those rebels must have killed that agent, Miss Havisham, get over from England.
And the Parker hombre must be wrestling the senorita's cattle.
Yeah, yes, he is. But where in tarnation does he hide them?
Perhaps we'll find out if we catch those bandidos. There they go, Sheriff Hunter.
500, they're riding right into the river.
Follow them. Up, Gavin. Ha!
There you go, Morty.
The hombres go straight into the waterfall.
Well, I'll be a sunburned salamander. They'll drown.
I think not, Sheriff Abner. Hold up. That is how those bandidos can disappear so quickly. There must be a passageway which is hidden by that waterfall.
By gum, I'll bet you are right. It probably leads up to the top of Los Mesa.
You are right. That is also where you will find the stolen cattle.
Let's go get him.
Careful, Sheriff. Look at the base of that waterfall.
It's a whirlpool, and a big one at that.
That is why those bandidos rode their horses close to the side of this bank.
We'll do the same.
No, no, Sheriff. I believe those coyotes are waiting on the other side of this waterfall to drag us.
Well, what will we do, Cisco?
Let us ride our horses up on this ledge. Come on, Diablo.
Get up.
Come on,
easy
now.
Yep.
Ah, this is all right. Hold, Diablo. Hold, hold.
Whoa, buddy. Well, what you going to do, Cisco?
First, I'm going to take my rope off Diablo's saddle.
And I'll get my rope, too.
No, no, Sheriff. Keep your gun handy. If my plan works, I will rope those bandidos. But first, we'll take this boulder and throw it in the whirlpool. Now, Sheriff, quickly. Yell as if you had fallen into the whirlpool.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
What do you do that for, Cisco?
You will see, Sheriff Abner.
Look. There's Hunk coming out now to see who fell in the water.
I was hoping we'd catch them both at the same time. Now, you coyote!
Where'd that rope come from? From up above you, varmint. Drop that gun and get up here on the ledge.
Ah, bueno, Sheriff. Now, tie him up with my rope. I will make use of yours.
Same trick, Cisco. This time I'll get the boulder. There. Now, Cisco, yell.
Help! Help! The whirlpool! Do not let the bandito warn the other one.
I'll keep him quiet, Cisco. Here comes Parker now. Try to be quiet, Hunker. I'll bash your skull in.
Quieto. Here goes the rope.
Look out, Rex. Above you.
Why, you...
Santos. That hombre grabbed hold of the rope.
There, look out, Cisco. He's pulling you down.
That boat falling into the whirlpool. All right, hombre. On your feet. This whirlpool is not as deep as I thought it was.
You better, I will, Cisco. And I'll put you under for keeps.
We will.
We will. I've got my hand on your throat. And this will be the other end of the Cisco kid.
Try to choke me under, or you coyote.
If I go under, you come with me.
You had enough yet?
Enough.
Will not be enough until you are in jail where you belong. Get out of the water and get over to the sheriff. The law deals with killers like you.
Never seen anything like it, Miss Pamela, the way Cisco captured them two bandits.
Cisco make Pancho miss the good fight.
But you and me got acquainted real friendly like Pancho.
The senorita talk and Pancho listen, and Pancho still not can understand the language the senorita talk.
Oh, no, it's a blooming outrage. And me using the king's English.
The king is English.
Thank you, Cisco, for finding my cattle on Los Mesa. Without them, my ranch would be bankrupt.
That passageway behind the waterfall led us to the top of Los Mesa.
When we got up there, we rounded up the rest of Rex Parker's gang. Thanks to Cisco, they're all in their lockup.
Well, Sheriff, I thought we had decided not to mention how those banditos were captured to anyone. Remember, the election is coming up soon.
Bees are bright from forgot. You'll keep it a secret, won't you, Miss Pamela?
Of course I will. You and Pancho had better tell Nora to keep the secret.
Indeed, Nora not to tell. Nobody understand her.
Well, Sheriff, wouldn't you like Nora to prepare some food for you and Pancho?
Yeah, I know why you're trying to get rid of us, Miss Pamela. You want to be alone with Cisco.
Come, Sheriff Abner. We find the toodle-oodle senorita. Pancho always can eat.
How about that, Pancho? And I always heard the British was stone-blooded.
Do not pay any attention to old Sheriff Abner, Senorita Pamela. He likes to have a little joke.
Tell me, Cisco, do you think that British women are cold-blooded?
Well, I do not know. I have never met a British senorita before.
Well, in that case, you'll be able to make up your own mind after this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho glad to get away from that senorita Nora. Pancho not could understand nothing she say.
But Pancho, you had a conversation with her before we left.
That one time Pancho understand the senorita, but the senorita not make sense.
Why not, Pancho?
The senorita Nora tell Pancho that the horse, like the dog, is a man's best friend.
And what did you say, Pancho, when she told you the horse, like the dog, is man's best friend?
And Pancho tell the senorita, ha, that's foolish, because who want to come home and have a horse jump in his lap?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the apple.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lett.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast at OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, otrwesterns.com. Call or leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @otrwesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for